T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. But it's not all about automobiles here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour. So I've been told that we're a little car biased.
It's a car show.
It's a vehicle show.
And you know what we don't talk about? We talk about Jeeps. We even talk about Subarus. Not good, but we talk about them.
Not in a positive manner.
We even talked about Dodges.
Hey.
Exactly. But we got to have our yearly motorcycle show. We got to talk about scooters.
All right, let's get through it.
I'm with you.
All right, so we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy couple. It's me and Breezy to lay down on us again.
Yeah, you got me, and you're looking at the left again.
Well, you know what I'm
saying. You're going to get weird about that.
Well, it's just awkward. You know what I mean? It's like you're not.
Usually it gets more awkward when you keep bringing it up.
Well, I can't help it because it's repetition. And you know what, though? We got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Marietta, South Carolina?
Marietta.
Hey, man, there's some hot rods in Marietta.
There is some hot rods in Marietta.
There's a lot of them.
Might even be a motorcycle or two up that way.
Yeah. They pass my office about 30, 40 times a day. All sound the same.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy and motorcycle guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, Errol?
Yeah, all right, so here's a couple things that are really bothering me. It's all the hype about the C8 Vets. We're going to get to motorcycles, but I'm going to talk about Corvettes first. All the hype about the C8 Corvette that's not even come out yet. YouTube has been running over with people talking about how it's going to ruin the sports car market for everything.
How?
Because a $60,000 mid-engine Corvette.
It's going to ruin
NSXs. It's going to ruin the Ford GT. It's going to ruin
the new Supra, original.
Which
NSX.
I'll be honest with you, Toyota ruined the Supra way before the Corvette came out. Yeah. But that thing was on a drawing board and was doomed.
It's the new version of the original NSX. It's raised the bar.
And now they're saying that it's going to
get better.
It says it's going to crush the value of Lamborghinis.
That's not Chevy's fault.
No, but I don't know if it's going to do all that.
Yeah, it's not going to do all
that. I think they're jumping to conclusions.
You know, they say 60,000.
That's a base.
And they said a base with a lot of these vehicles, and then when it comes out, they're nowhere around that base price. I'm saying that car is probably going to base on that car is going to be 75 plus.
Well, loaded out, I'd say 75.
No, I think loaded out is going to be even more than that.
You could order a base. Well, I mean, then the base price is going to be close to that, but odds of anyone actually owning one of those probably slim to none.
You can bring a C7 Grand Sport to 100.
Yeah.
I mean, options. I think the base is going to be 50.
When the C8 comes out, you can get a C7 Grand Sport for close to 30. You know?
I think the base is going to be $59.95. That's what they said. But, again, that's going to be base, and there's going to be $50,000 worth of options.
And another thing, you can buy a new Corvette now for $59,995, a base.
Yeah,
C7.
You can.
But now this is another thing, too. You know, it's talking about it's going to crush the car market, but it only comes in an automatic.
That is true.
That bothers
so
me.
So do most supercars, though.
With e-gear.
All power shift and the whole number.
And all that. So I think a manual transmission would be neat, though.
I think it should have one. I think when I buy one, I would prefer it to be I didn't really like on the C7s, them going 7-speed. It's too many gears. I'd like a 6-speed.
Well, and I got one for you where it could be already affecting the market, actually. I was playing around then. I got a good friend of mine who's a wholesaler. He got the best deal ever. It came across my desk. 17 Hellcat.
Oh, yeah.
It's blue. It's like a bright blue. Yeah. But it don't look B5 blue. It's like...
I know what you're talking about.
It's a real darker, pretty blue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a beautiful color.
And you don't see a lot of Hellcats that color. It's got 41,000 miles on it.
41,000?
They've been driving it.
Okay.
6-speed. $39,000 will buy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And he said the reason the guy sold it is because he wanted to be able to jump in line for a CA vet. 707 horsepower, which we know this car is not going to make, but 707 horsepower Hellcat and went to the vet.
This car is also going to be 1,300 pounds lighter, mid-engined.
Yeah, well, I'm with you there.
The CA is going to walk a stock C or a stock Hellcat.
I think the C8s are just, they're a pretty car.
They don't blow my skirt up. What I've seen so far, it's okay.
I think they're pretty.
See, you weren't here last week, Kobe, but I started a campaign. The C8 ain't great.
See, like the C7s, I don't like.
I don't care for the C7s.
Now, the C8s, I do like.
I just can't, I don't know.
I'll tell you what I saw on the way to work this morning, and this got me thinking. I saw a black C6 with chrome wheels and tinted windows. And I was like, that is sharp.
Drug dealer.
That's a Corvette.
And C6s are dropping like a rock.
I know, and I like them. C5s
are bringing C4 money.
But when I saw the C6, I was like, well, what about a C8 with chrome wheels and blacked out windows? And I drove to work happy.
and then I drove to work happy.
And I walked in the door and said, oh, no.
I wonder if the New Balance, the white New Balances, guys, well, how are they going to take to that?
I don't think they're going to be wearing
I wonder if they're going to step it up and, like, go to white Nikes.
No, they're going to have Skechers on.
Maybe those ones that are not flat on the bottom.
Yeah.
Some of them aerobic ones.
Yeah, where one heel is bigger than the other.
Yeah. Every time, I tell you, the first time I saw those shoes, it made me think about those ones. You know what I'm talking about? Like somebody's got a leg that's shorter than the other, and yeah, like the heel's long. That's what it makes me think of. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be staring at this.
Well, I don't think it's any secret that I like black cars with tinted windows and chrome wheels. Certainly.
like Richard, I think deep down you should have just been a dope man and got it over with. Like, you got that mentality. You know, no matter AMG, Mercedes, black car, black tinted windows, chrome wheels.
Yeah, man, it's a good look.
It's you know what? It's a good recipe. It is a good recipe.
Yeah, it works.
Especially in 1992.
You know, clean is clean. Yes. Clean is clean.
Put your Color Me Bad cassette in.
I don't know about cassettes.
In 92.
In 92. I don't know, man. I had one of those little things you put on the floor that, like, you plug it in.
The Discman?
CD Walkman.
Yeah, Sony Discman.
The Sony Discman.
You had it Velcroed. That's professionally installed.
I did. And the little tape that you plug into your cassette player.
You hit a bump.
Yeah, it wasn't a great setup.
You go over railroad tracks, remix.
Everybody thought he was a DJ and they're scratching, but it was just jumping.
Way before Texas Chopped and Screwed. No, we just had Richard running over railroad tracks. still tipping on four fools. I love it. Want to be a baller.
That was my junior year.
I love it, man. But, I mean, that's what makes it cool. So, all right. So, enough Corvette talk about that darn C8. Because everybody's talked about it. I don't want to talk about it, but little segments. Because everybody talks about them. I don't want to talk 2 hours about a Corvette. About a C8 Corvette.
We literally did. Okay.
Listen.
Never mind.
Never question the host, okay? I ask the damn questions around here.
Now, you did say, though, I don't want to talk about a Corvette for 2 hours.
C8. A C8 Corvette. Because we're going to talk about motorcycles, I promise. Guys, all you two-wheel listeners, we're looking out for you. Hang tight. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, with perfect attendance right now, Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on in Birmingham, Alabama?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy who's batting about the same batting average as I am with divorces on his attendance, Kobe Miller.
Yes, sir. It has been rough, but we're back in the saddle now.
That's what I'm saying. I love it. I love it. And we got new chairs.
We do. They are awesome.
We got new chairs. I'm telling
you. This is nice, man. It's not even like uncomfortably cold or hot in here.
New chairs, new mics.
The thermostat works.
New cans.
We're doing it.
I'm telling you. So, you know, we're talking about motorcycles. Motorcycles are not my strong suit. But I like motorcycles. I mean, I like them. I just had a bad experience with one. So it's like turned me off of it. Like, I actually had a good friend of mine just text me. And he said, what are you talking about this week? I said, we're talking about motorcycles. And he said, C4 Corvette never tried to tear your leg off.
True.
Of course, say that to the drummer of Def Leppard. I'm just throwing that out there. That's a bad subject, you know. But you know what I mean. So, and you've had motorcycles too, Professor.
I have. I've had small motorcycles. In 2009, I had a little incident on a 500cc that coming home from work on a wet road. That convinced me that I prefer four wheels to two. And I have a hole that's about that big.
Well, how big is that?
About an inch and a half. I've got a hole in my shoulder because of it.
I feel like we're old men talking about war stories.
It's not that. I rode again after that, but I just found it wasn't quite as fun. And you obviously understand what I'm talking about.
As I rub my knee. But so, now, Kobe, have we ever had any incidents with motorcycles like that?
Not on street bikes.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
But see, now, you grew up on dirt bikes and all this stuff.
Ever since I was 3 years old, I started riding my first
motorcycle. See, I wasn't that kid. My mom was like a nervous wreck.
I didn't get a bicycle until I was 11, but I had a dirt bike when I was 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you was a hit with the chicks, though. You were that. You remember Bad News Bears, the kid that had the dirt bike? You were that guy.
I was that guy.
You were that guy. Did you have long hair back then?
I did. Be honest. That's the sad part.
Wait a minute.
Motorcycles are definitely, they're a part of America, but I don't want to limit it to that. I mean, it's a part of freedom around the world. You know, they just represent getting in the wind. Two wheels, speed.
You ever roll the window down in your car?
Yeah, I've been doing that since 2009. I've found that I do that a lot.
Just stick your head through your sunroof.
Right.
It ain't the same.
It ain't the same.
Anybody that has the freedom of a motorcycle knows when you.
It is fun. It is fun, and it's definitely something that can't beat. The closest thing in an automobile that could replicate a motorcycle to me would be a T-bucket.
Yeah.
That's the closest.
Yeah,
probably.
You can die in one of those real easy. Also,
I love. Richard's like the Debbie Downer of this episode. You can die in those too.
It's true. You get struck by a semi in a tea bucket. I hope it throws me far, far away.
It's like actually, I was riding around in the Corvette. Actually, you know, and riding around in the C3 Vet. And I'm the world's worst, and I know I should, but I don't wear my seatbelt like I should in an old car. I don't know, for some reason, I just got this mentality that I don't need it in that, which, if anything in the world you do need a seatbelt in, is probably that car. But, I don't know. So, and I got a bad habit of that, but, you know, somebody told me, I got to be sure to put my seatbelt on. So I'm going to tell you something. If we get hit in this thing, you better hope it throws you out of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in here.
You know.
You're in a car that's 50 years old. It's made of fiberglass. This is not where I want to be bolted to.
There's a saying in the motorcycle world, and I know you guys have heard this. The guy that says...
Your mama told you so?
No. A guy that says, oh, motorcycles are dangerous. Yes, they are. But that's because your wife won't let you have one or your mother won't let you have one. Point blank.
Mom.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
My mother is not fond of them.
Nobody's mother is fond of a motorcycle, Richard.
I was going to buy another one. My last girlfriend, like serious girlfriend, said she would break up with me if I got one. So now I want to get one.
Richard, you're like a badass. I like that. My last serious girlfriend. Do you realize that probably 75% of the dudes that listen to this wish they had your problems? You're like, yeah. You're the man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It was worth not getting one at the time.
But now I should just.
Today.
I should have got the motorcycle. He's like, I can get one if I want to.
I can still get one.
Patrick.
I was just going to say my mom didn't really care. I had one of those kind of cool moms that just wanted to ride on a motorcycle.
See ya.
Wow.
My mom was a warrior when it came to that.
No, my mom rode on the back of my
dad. Richard, don't get any ideas. We just talked about your love
professor,
life. Okay?
Professor, don't be trying to take my mom out on a motorcycle ride. How's your mom been doing?
Never even crossed my mind, man. Wow,
until
that hurts.
No, until now. No. All I heard in the background was, really?
No.
But he said, you know what? Remind me to shoot her a Facebook message. Say, hey.
What's your mom saying? No, I'm just kidding. What I was saying is
hey,
really.
Ms. Patrick's your mom, what's up?
Your mother would have let you get a motorcycle if you took her for a ride on it.
More than likely, probably, yeah.
That is unusual.
Usually the moms don't
want to
ride.
Like, she didn't want me to get a straight up motorcycle, like, to begin with. She wanted me to get. This is about the time when the tricycles started coming out.
Can-Ams.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Like, she wanted me to start with that.
If you ever want to make those guys mad, call a Can-Am a tricycle.
That's what it is.
I mean, in essence, it's a reverse trike.
Look, back in Berkeley County, that's what we called them, okay?
It's tricycles.
Man.
Did your mom ever ride with you on the back of a motorcycle?
Got three wheels.
My mom rode on the back with my dad.
This is a family thing. Okay, that's cool now.
I mean, my dad had Harleys, dad had choppers. Like, the reason how I came off of sport bikes, because I had sport bikes in high school and whatnot, and then in 96, when I first got my first Harley, I actually rode with my mom and dad to the Harley place, and my dad's Harley was getting worked on. And just got out of college, I was like, salesman in there, he threw a speech. I seen a beautiful Harley sitting in there, white one, pearl. I was like, he's like, I can hook you right up.
Ain't nothing wrong with a payment.
I said, and then.
It's building credit, Mom.
And my dad was
This is a financially smart thing.
You just got out of college. You're going to be wanting to buy a house soon.
My dad looked at me and said,
you know what? With a motorcycle, you can find you a chick with a house.
This was the thing how I ended up with my first Harley. I had a TL1000R sport bike.
That's a big bike.
Oh, yeah. Big, fat racing bike. And my dad said, son, you give that bike up, I will buy you this Harley.
That's kind of a good phrase.
And pretty strong argument.
I ended up with my first Harley.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, we're going to end up having to take a commercial break now.
Okay.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / got a hole in his shoulder from a motorcycle, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Amarillo, Texas?
I love that song by George Strait.
Man, Amarillo by morning. It makes me want to travel.
Makes me want to go on the rodeo.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a good song.
It is a very good song.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy and motorcycle guy. Also, we suppose, is the guy from Bad News Bears that rode the dirt bike, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
We suspect it. I'm telling you, I think the more I look at it, I think Kobe's that guy.
I got busted.
That would explain a lot.
It would, actually. Did you ever meet Chico from Chico's Bail Bonds?
No.
No.
That's the questions I had. Was Walter Matthau really that grouchy?
Probably.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying. So we're talking about motorcycles. And, you know, we're talking about your first Harley, and you still got it.
I still have it. It's been redone 4 times, but I still own it. I've probably gone through 30 motorcycles in my lifetime, sport bikes and cruisers and choppers and everything else, but I still have that bike.
But especially, it's a beautiful bike. I love that bike. The black and silver, big wires. It's just a good-looking bike. It's
sexy. It is. It's sharp.
It is. It is sharp. It's sharp like a tack. I wouldn't ride it because my mother would kill me. But my mother would kill me. But it is a beautiful. I mean, like, I can appreciate a good bike. But I tell you what's funny is how the trends flow in motorcycles and how the trends flow in cars are two different things. Like a certain market will be hot, but you still have other vehicles. You know, like, you know, C10 trucks are really hot right now, but you'll still see Ford trucks, and you still see street rods, and you still see Mustangs, and you still see pony cars or whatever. Motorcycles,
totally.
Whatever's hot is all you see.
Yeah.
Like, you can drive that. Those aren't hot no more. Yeah. So, like, okay, so Jesse James, who is probably anybody in the motorcycle industry owes their soul to, because he made motorcycles cool. I really think he did.
You're right. He is probably the best motorcycle builder. When I say builder, he builds everything.
We're not talking OCC builds. No, we're talking about like straight up
builds. We're not bolting stuff on. I'm talking building. He's probably
the best. Yo, grab me one of those custom frames off the shelf.
No, he's the best builder.
Hey, Vinny.
He's the best builder by far, hands down. But there is trends in motorcycles. Now, let's say 6 years ago, sport bikes were huge. I mean, everybody had them, you know, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have one then. I got rid of mine a long time ago. Haven't been on one. But they were hot. Now, I was actually just, this is kind of how this whole conversation come about doing a motorcycle show. I was just talking to my friend the other day that owns a local motorcycle shop here. And me and Chris were talking. I said, Chris, what is the deal on sport bikes? He said, well, sales are down 70%. He said, I have literally in my shop 8 sport bikes, the rest cruisers. He said, I have 63 motorcycles on the showroom floor. The rest are all cruisers. Whether it's a Harley cruiser, a metric cruiser, whatever. That's what everybody wants. No matter if you're young or old, everybody wants a cruiser, whether it's a bagger.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, even when the choppers got huge, you still had sport bikes riding around. Yeah. Now, the bagger craze. Everybody wants one.
I've had them build them.
Not everybody.
I've had them build them.
Why do you need that much storage?
You still don't have no storage.
It's hard to live free when you can bring a grandfather clock with you on your motorcycle.
Well, it's filled with stereo equipment.
It's unnecessary to live free when you're only riding a bike night.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But that's another thing that's changed. That's another is the demographic.
Yep.
You went from your bikers. Now, which I got a little insight on Jesse James. Jesse James isn't quite as rough and tough as Discovery Channel made him out to
be. No, he's not.
Jesse James is a college graduate still.
I admit.
You know, another thing, though, Jesse James was actually worked for Boyd Cotton for many years running a CNC machine. I mean, Jesse James is no stranger to the hobby, but he's not, you know, some rough and tough motorcycle gang guy. No, just in name only does he have that badass persona, really and truthfully. And Jesse James, though, but he made it cool and he paved the way. So, you know, if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't see the Tuttles fighting. Or if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have Richard Rollins running around. Because Jesse James made it cool with Monster Garage and Motorcycle Bill Offs.
I got you one for Jesse James. Now, Jesse James, I sat and talked to him for a little while one time before at a bike rally. Super nice guy. But did you know that, you know, his father was never really around. But the guy on Storage Wars, Barry, you know, that little funny guy that always drove. that's his godfather and that's who raised Jesse James?
Is Barry the really eccentric guy that has all the cool cars? Yes. Yeah, well, that's a pretty cool dude.
Yes. That is his godfather, and Barry raised him.
Barry Weiss is his name.
Yep, Barry Weiss. Yep.
He got real sick not too long ago.
Well, he got a wreck.
He is the
little... Yeah, something happened. Something awful happened.
Where he... Where, and I didn't know this,
got a motorcycle wreck.
Where he made all his millions upon millions of dollars, he's the largest importer-exporter of produce. Barry Weiss is.
You know that you could import produce.
Yep.
Well, yeah, think about it. I mean, they grow grapes everywhere.
Well, I know, but they grow them here, too.
But we want more grapes.
Right.
Well,
right.
Not just grapes, but, you know.
Refrigerated cartons and whatnot.
You get a lot of different stuff.
It's Barry Weiss.
Barry Weiss.
He's done something well.
Yep. He has. I mean, the guy, I like Barry Weiss. Probably my favorite character.
He is friends with a bunch of musicians also.
Yes. Well, I mean.
Well, you're a multi-millionaire.
When your godson is Jesse James and he's married to Alexa.
He was.
I can never say her last name.
I can't either.
Well, her daddy owns, what you call it? The tequila company.
Patron?
There you go. That.
Why are you looking at me and asking that?
I don't know, Bartab. I don't know why I ask you that. But that's, you see what I'm getting at, though.
Wasn't he like married to Demi Moore or
something? No, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Okay, same thing.
No, not even remotely the same thing. Sandra Bullock is like Demi Moore's ugly sister, okay? So that's.
They live.
I hope she's not listening.
Jesse James and her, even though they're divorced, they actually live side by side.
I tell you what's absolutely crazy is, you know, like when Jesse James cheated on Sandra Bullock, I'm like, I understand. You know, I mean, I can see it. I don't know. Sandra Bullock never did it for me that.
I'm with you.
Like, she just didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I was about to say something, but I don't think it would be FCC friendly.
Yeah, I just did my compliance training. Let's try to
Let's keep it clean.
Yeah, let's let the ink dry on the contract I signed.
Man, it was so good, too, though.
You'll have to tell me off the air.
I will.
But anyway, Jesse James paved the way for these guys. And, you know, it was like a carbon copy version. That's the problem with these shows, though, because, like, yeah, the Tuttles, yeah, they built custom bikes. Jesse James made custom bikes.
Yep.
That's the difference. The Tuttles built Lego kits of custom bikes. They were different colors, and they had CNC'd custom wheels for them.
They had companies build stuff for them.
Exactly.
That they bolted together.
Yo, Vinny, give me one of those custom frames. And, I mean, they all kind of look the same. Kind of like the Count. And I hate to pick on Danny Coker, because Lord knows his hairline can't stand it. But... I love Danny Coker at Counts Customs, but every damn motorcycle he builds looks just alike. Yeah. If I hear Sugar Bear front end one more time.
Stripped down bobbers.
Yeah, with a Sugar Bear front end.
With a candy paint job.
Although, when I said that, I feel like I sound like Danny Coker. With that Sugar Bear front end.
You know he's going to like anything called Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear front end. Of all the names, I was going to name my front end on my chopper.
This man's obsessed with the 70s.
He is. He takes 70s to the next level. Next level.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sugar Bear.
Oh, Sugar Bear.
Yeah, psychedelic paint jobs and all
it
that.
It is. I mean, they build some neat, I mean, they build some good
They're all
bikes.
Pretty bikes. They are pretty. Right, they're all kind of the same.
I'm telling you.
Built a bike for a woman that hurt her hand or something when she was coming to pick it up and she couldn't pick it up. But it was a really pretty bike and it had a crazy paint job and it was... Essentially, like a Sportster bobber.
He said, I'll ride your back with that Sugar Bear front end. Sugar Bear. I think he gets paid like $1,000 every time he says that because he's so excited when he says it.
Probably does.
I'm telling you, I like Danny Coker, but he really, really needs to give up on the bandana. Like, it keeps getting taller and taller and taller. Like at first, it started out like his first season of Counting Cars is about 3 inches wide. And now. It's like a half bandana over his head, so all you see is just that back half coming out.
Just needs to wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah, he just needs to put a cowboy. He needs to just let it go. He needs to Bret Michaels that thing and put a hat on. All right, guys, I tell you what, we got to get a commercial break in. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Billings, Montana?
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car and motorcycle guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking about motorcycles. So we got talking about Jesse James and the boys and how he paved the way for these guys. And they brought the Tuttles back.
Yeah. And believe it or not, he paved the way for us doing what we do.
He's paved the way for everybody. Jesse James was the test mule.
It was one of the first reality automotive motorcycle shows.
Well, you know, we had Speed Channel and things like that. And
they made it mainstream.
They did. But Discovery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Starting off with the biker build-offs. Then it was the cars. You remember that Viper that Jesse James had? That thing was killer.
And then the Monster Garage.
That's what I was thinking of, Monster Garage.
I love that
crazy
show.
Stuff.
I love that show.
That show would do good now.
I think it would do great. I wish they would bring it back.
It was interesting. I remember they made a lawnmower out of a Mustang GT. Like,
remember they took an Eddie Bauer Explorer and they turned it into a trash truck. I said, old Eddie's taking the trash out.
I can't remember what they used for the golf ball picker upper. They made that one that was a golf ball.
They made the mud truck out of the Corvette. They called it the Slingray instead of the Stingray.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I mean, they had some neat ideas, and that was a fun show. But, you know, they beat it to death. But they had some very talented guys on that show, too, though. There was a fabricator. Remember, his name was Tink.
Yep.
He was a big dude.
Yep.
And, like, this guy could, like, fabricate anything. Like, he, like, whittled something out of the table in his hotel room, and it fits perfectly, you know?
Yeah, a lot of fabrication, a lot of just skill and talent that went into absurd vehicles.
Exactly. But I mean, that was the thing. Jesse James was a jack of all trades when it came to that. And they did some killer work. And like I said, him and Billy Lane, another big name at first. And I think Billy got into a little bit of trouble, and that kind of pulled him out of the game.
And throw somebody out of his car.
That could possibly be. Or through a window or something along those lines. Yeah. But, you know, but Jesse James literally took the fast lane after that. And because Billy's out of Florida, right?
Billy's out of Florida.
The Indian Larry.
Indian Larry.
That's
passed
another.
Away. Rest in peace, Indian. But
remember, his big thing was chain frame.
Chain
bikes.
Frames and standing up on a seat running.
Do you realize how heavy that thing is?
I actually got to see one of his original motorcycles out at Sturgis one year. And it was his wife brought it out right after he passed away. It was one of his original choppers. Made out of chain, all welded, and that bike was amazing.
But you know, a chain frame. So basically, they just take a chain and lay it out on concrete and weld the links up. So instead of bending tubing, they just made it out of a chain.
That doesn't seem like it would be a good idea.
Once it's welded, it's there. I mean, it's not going anywhere, but it's heavy because it's big chain.
Right.
It worked great.
Yeah. And that's what he built. That was his thing. That instead of the standing on the seat thing.
Yep. At 70 mile an hour.
Those are the kind of things that make you die.
And believe it or not, the man didn't die. He didn't die on a motorcycle, which is the craziest thing.
He did not die on a motorcycle. He would do headstands on his motorcycle as well.
That's a talented individual. Indian Larry.
Huh.
Yeah, that's another weird name combination. Indian Larry.
Yeah.
Well, to look at him, you would think. To look at him, you would say, yeah, he probably has some Indian heritage because, I mean, he was just a wild, long-haired
biker.
Free spirit.
He's a biker.
Speaking of bikers, Clemson right now has the Hells Angels over there.
I've seen that.
They do. And, of course, Clemson, if anybody's don't know what Clemson is, it's a little yuppie town here in Seneca.
That happens to host the national championship.
Well, regardless, it's a little yuppie college town. And
really?
Now,
where's your national championships, Tanner?
I'm
just saying.
Well,
they won tennis in 1902.
Don't forget water polo.
Oh, yeah. But anyways.
Baseball. We're a baseball.
You know, there's a bunch of money over there. So when there's like.
That's what everybody says. It sucks at football.
Way more cops present than need to be, because, you know, everybody's, oh, the Hell's Angels. Well, technically, maybe back in the day, Hell's Angels was a rough kind of group of guys.
It's a business now.
It's a business. And these guys are probably some of the most polite people. I guarantee when they go into the restaurants, they probably tip better than most people.
They're not leaving a trail of destruction when they leave.
Exactly.
They've watched Sons of Anarchy one too many times.
Exactly. I love being on my motorcycle and, like, at a red light next to, like, an old couple. And
you just look like trouble. But, I'll be honest with you. I clutch my wallet when you're around.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but look at me. I mean, I'm wearing – if I'm wearing khaki shorts, T-shirt, hat, tennis shoes.
You look like Jimmy Buffett with bad hair.
Exactly. Well, I pull up beside these old ladies, and they're locking the doors and rolling up the windows and stuff. I'm like, just because I'm on a motorcycle, really?
You're like a generic Jimmy Buffett. It's 3:30 somewhere.
Dang, that hurt.
That's what's going to hurt if you fall off that motorcycle with them short pants on and them flip-flops, too.
Yeah, I probably would.
Looking like Bobby Hill. I'm sorry, man. Rob said short pants. I couldn't resist.
It's bunch like, of old heads.
Oh, old heads. All right. But you got to understand, though. I mean, so Jesse James actually paved the way for these guys, though, and all of that stuff. So every show you see now, Discovery Channel and Velocity, which is now Motor Trend Network and all that, you got to think about it. This guy did. And he kind of went off the deep end because he, like, it all went to his head. You got to understand, it was damn near Discovery Channel. Half of it was the Jesse James show. Remember the last show I think Jesse James did is it was like something about Kill Jesse James or something. They did all the wild stunts.
Well,
like
it was like on
Spike TV when I was around.
Yeah, he pretty much lost his mind. At least as of a couple of years ago, he's got a show now where
Austin Speed Shop.
Yeah, he's like quote unquote laid back now, but it's the exact same damn show that.
Yeah,
he's always had.
Yeah, well, and Austin Speed Shop, and that's a cool, and that's the thing. Yeah, well, and he's in the harness, and he still does the custom bikes and stuff like that. I love Jesse James because he's a true bike builder, though. You got to think about it, like when you watch the Tuttles and things like that. You know, when you watch those guys, it's like, well, I'm building this bike and it's got a fire truck theme, or I'm building this bike and it's got a dinosaur theme, or I'm building this bike and it's got a Jimmy Buffett theme. You know what I'm saying? Jesse James building a motorcycle. What is it? It's got a motorcycle theme.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
It's like, an awesome motorcycle.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's got two
wheels and a motor.
What theme are you going with? A motorcycle.
He's a talent, and he's an artist. And I venture to say he's really a genius, but often geniuses become tortured when they become very popular. And clearly that happened to him. And,
you know, I got one for you. I'll tell you another guy that I think maybe not quite as talented as Jesse on the design and the building and the fabrication end, but good, is Aaron from Gas Monkey Garage.
Aaron Kaufman.
I'm against that. I tell you who's second in line, Joe Martin.
Joe Martin is a good guy.
He is.
And I'm going to tell you, between me, you, and the 125,000 people listening, let me tell you what the biggest problem with Joe Martin is. He's getting better. He doesn't talk enough.
No, he don't.
He's not that personality that
he's
jumps
a car
out.
Car builder.
He's a builder, and he is that personality. But he's the reason that Shag Garrington, yep, whatever his name is, and his wife are like the comedic relief, yep, and like, hey, yeah, look what we bought, and he builds it.
That's it.
And I mean, he's good. And he's getting better. I met that guy. That whole crew is the nicest bunch of people you
cool
ever want to meet. And that show is starting to do really well.
I met him like 5 years ago at Easy Rider. Matter of fact, when I finished the black and silver bike, I went to Easy Rider in Charlotte with it, and I won my class. But he was there. He come over, was talking to me about my bike. He is such a talented builder. He builds everything just like Jesse James from the ground up and paints it too.
Exactly. I'll tell you what else we got to do. We got to build this show from the ground up. We're going to have to take a commercial break, guys. Stay tuned. We're talking more about it. We're talking more about bikes right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.